When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Fibber McGee and Company with Billy Mills Orchestra, opening the show with A New Sun in the Sky. Up-to-date housewives know the secret of keeping their floors and linoleum beautifully bright and clean without scrubbing. Sounds impossible? Well, just learn this easy way. Buy a can of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat from your dealer. Pour a little of this remarkable no-rubbing polish right out of the can onto the clean floor. Spread it lightly around with a soft cloth or a long-handled glow coat applier. There's really no work to it. Glow coat dries in 20 minutes to a gleaming, protective polish that saves your linoleum from wear and shuts out dirt and grime. A dry dusting will keep your polished floor clean and shining. Soiled spots can be quickly wiped away with a damp cloth. If you want to be free forever from floor scrubbing, buy Johnson's Glow Coat. Spell G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T. Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Best man at a wedding today, but the ceremony is quite a way out of town, and with no car of his own, he's wondering how to get there. And here, in morning coat, checkered pants, tan shoes, and red bow tie, probably the worst dressed best man in matrimonial history, we find Fibber McGee.
May not be the best dressed best man in town, but I'll be the best till the best dress comes around. Hey, Sil.
Yes, sir?
You know anybody that's got a car I can borrow to get out to this dad-rad wedding?
No.
No, I ain't walking. Not in these formal clothes.
Oh, are them clothes formal, please?
What do you mean, are these clothes formal? Why, these clothes are so formal, my vest ain't even met my pants. Socially.
No, sir.
I hope Harpo or Billy Mills will give me a lift out there and back. I asked Harpo to stop by on his way.
That's him now, Freezer.
How do you know?
I peeked ahead just a few lines.
Oh. Come in. Oh, hi, Harpo.
Hello, Fibber. What was it you want? Hey, where's the masquerade?
What masquerade? Don't you know formal clothes when you see them? Ain't you been around?
I've been around all right, but I never got that dizzy. Where are you going?
Well, I'm best man at a wedding.
You are? Sure. You know all the duties of a best man?
Well, roughly, Harpo. The best man is supposed to walk in with the bride.
Oh, no. He walks in with the groom. The bride's father gives the girl away.
He does, eh? He could keep his mouth shut till after the wedding.
All right, what else?
Well, the best man always carries a flask of Applejack or something with him, so if the groom gets weak in the knees, he can give him a slug of courage.
That's right. The idea is the best man is supposed to protect the groom all the way along until the wedding party leaves.
Ain't that a silly idea?
Well, why is it?
Well, shucks, there's nothing going to happen to him during the ceremony. It's from then on that the poor guy really needs protection. By the way, Harpo, this wedding's about 18 miles out of town. How's about giving me a lift in your car?
Oh, say, I'm sorry, Fibber, but I've got a crap game scheduled today. Where's your car?
Well, I ain't had one for a long time. But listen, confidentially, if you hear of a good used car, let me know. I'm in the market. Now, you're the first one I've mentioned that to.
All right.
So don't go tell everybody or they'll be at the door all day long.
I'll be quiet as a little teensy-weensy mousy. Good luck now.
There's a picture for you, Sil. Harpo with his big black cigar trying to act like a mouse. Tobacco rodent, if you ask me.
Yes, sir. Well, maybe Mr. Billy Mills will give you a lift, Freezer.
Shucks, I hope I don't have to walk out there. These new shoes will kill me.
Well, why you get new shoes?
I'll tell you why I got new ones. The last wedding I went to, there was holes in my soles, and when I followed the flower girl up the aisle, I got my feet full of thorns. I'll get it. Look, the dad dreaded wedding has been canceled. Hello? Long distance from Los Angeles. Okay, I'll take it. Paramount wants me for. Hello? Hello? Yes, this is Fibber McGee speaking. You heard what? That I was in the market for a good used car. No, thanks, bud. I had one of them California cars once, and it Hollywood run. Dear, dear. Hello? Hello? He drove away.
Empty-weensy, my show do get around, don't they?
There's only one thing that travels faster than light, Sil, and that's a rumor. That's why I... Come in. Oh, Billy Mills. Hi, Billy.
Hello, Fibber. What's the idea of those clothes? Been working in the garden?
But... No, I ain't. I'm best man at a wedding. Say, how about you giving me a lift out there and back, Billy? It's only 18...
I'm sorry. The man from the finance company's using my car today. But I heard three or four people say you were in the market for a good used car.
Three or four people? Harpo must have hired a sound
so
truck.
So I took the liberty of asking a couple of friends to call on you with some good used cars.
Well, that's fine. I'm much obliged, Billy. Say, what you gonna play?
Tippy Tippy Tin.
Okay. Folks, Billy Mills plays Tippy Tippy Tin from Snow White and the Seven
Dwarfs. Hey, wait a minute, Fibber. Huh? That number isn't from Snow White.
Really? Well, ain't that a novelty? Go ahead. Was Bitty Bitty Mills playing Tippy Tippy Tin, folks. And I'll bet...
Excuse me, Mr. McGee, please. Here comes a little car down the street, and the driver looked like he's looking for something.
Hmm. Probably a used car for sale. Let's go outside.
Hey, you Fibber McGee?
You betcha, bud. That car for sale?
Yes, it is. What'll you pay?
Well, not more than $25, but... I'm surprised you ever got here with that old crate. Wonder the engine didn't fall out. Dear, dear. Is that just the engine? I shouldn't have said that so loud, bud. Some of these old buggies are sensitive. Well, I couldn't give you more than $18 for that car.
Well, it can be fixed. Make it 19, McGee. The tires are still in perfect condition.
Yeah. $15.
Oh, come on. Make it $16.50. It's got a swell two-tone horn on it. Here, listen.
$13.
Oh, don't be like that, McGee. Make it $14 anyway. Those fenders are as solid as a rock. Look.
Dear, this is a kind of an automotive strip tease. Okay, bud, $10.
If you keep on demonstrating, please, you're going to get it for free.
I think it's still worth more than $10, McGee. Why, it's worth $20 for junk.
I ain't in the junk business, bud.
Oh, no? Well, you are now. So long, pal.
Mr. McGee, maybe you could get the car fixed up enough to get you out to the wedding.
No, sir. I don't ride no $10 junk. I want a good car. When I get a car, I'm going to pay at least $30 or $40. None of these clanky jalopies for me, Sil. Don't forget the only music a wore-out brake band can play is a funeral march. Why, do you realize, Sil, what the most dangerous vehicle is on the highway today?
Yes, sir. A motorcycle with a cop on it.
They ain't never know such a thing. It's the car with bum tires and no brakes. Well, look at this one here. Only thing on this car that's any good at all is the floorboard.
And as chairman of the floorboard, I wish to report that Glow Coat is the finest protection for floors and linoleum.
Harpo! You back again?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you to be sure to wear a boutonniere at the wedding.
Well, I... wear a what?
A boutonniere.
Oh, yeah? Trying to make a monkey out of me, huh? Oh, no, you don't. I ain't wearing no stuff like that there.
All right. I'm just telling you, that's all. But if you don't want to take good advice...
Wise guy. I should wear a... Hey, Sil, what's a boutonniere?
I don't know, Mr. McGee. I think it's kind of a corsage, Peter.
Corsage, eh? Guess I got a good enough figure without wearing no sissy stuff like that. I should lace myself up in one of them straight front corsages.
Excuse me, sir. Here comes another little car.
That bus has got more gadgets on it than you can see.
Hello there, Johnny. You the feller who wants a used car?
Yeah, but I don't want one that's been used as much as that one.
Hey!
I says, is that the one you want to sell?
Sure, Johnny. Why not?
Why, it's too decrepit, Junior. And where's your muffler?
My wife's wearing it, Johnny.
You pulled the joke out too far that time, Junior.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, Johnny, one feller says to the other feller, see, he says, I hear this Fibber McGee bought himself an interest in a prize fighter. Is that just a gag? And the other feller says, I hope so. He needs one. Want that car, Johnny?
No, I don't want that.
I'll give it to you. It ain't mine anyway. Nice young feller deserves every bit of it.
Hey, come back here. Take this over. Oh, shoot. Now I got two of these junk heaps on my hands. And I need some new gags, do I?
Yes, sir.
What? You?
Well, I mean, that's what he say, prisoner. Personally, I think you do your jokes just as good as anybody else does.
Why, certainly. Hey! What do you mean, Sil? Wow. Oh, it's Clark Dennis. Well, that car looks like it just got back from a nice long rust in the country, Clark.
I heard you wanted to buy a used car, Fibber.
You mean you actually think I'd buy that rheumatic puddle jumper?
Oh, come on now. Make me an offer.
Well, it might get me to the wedding. $5, Clark.
Only $5?
Sure.
Say, that's a brand new buggy whip I got on there.
Buggy whip? What's that for? You got a weak plug?
No, but I've seen them on lots of other cars, so I bought one.
Listen, Clark, the buggy whips you see on other cars is radio aerials.
Honest, are they?
Sure.
Gee, no wonder I couldn't get anything but race results.
What you gonna sing, Clark?
A pretty girl is like a melody.
A pretty girl is like a melody. Well, probably a great gag in that someplace, but I'm too tired to think of it. Go ahead, Clark.
go together like sunny weather goes with the month of May. I've studied girls and music, all I'm qualified to say. A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the strain of a haunting upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon.
That was really swell. That number's got a lot of mileage left in it yet.
Excuse me, Miss McGee, please, but you better start figuring on how you're going to get out that little old wedding.
I know it, Sil, but I ain't going to hire no taxi and nobody will give me a lift.
Well, what are you going to do if you don't get there?
I guess they'll just low and grin and bear it. Rabbit, Sil, I got to get out that wedding some way. Here I am with a lot of junk cars and no transportation. This is a fine how-do-you-do.
How-do-you-do? Have you heard about Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner? Why, it'll make those old junks look like new. It'll protect them from sun and rain and dust.
Go away. Can't you see how busy I am trying to find me a good used car?
Say, I should know at that. My brother is in a similar business.
He is?
Yeah, he's manager of a dog pound. Kind of a barking lot.
I thought you was going to say he was in the used car business. Okay. You like that one, eh, Harpo?
I didn't hear it. I'm still laughing in my own.
That guy could put on an audience participation show all by himself. How are we going to get rid of these cars, Sil?
Well, I don't know, Mr. McGee. Maybe we could sell them for junk. It's good steel and a chassis, sir.
That's pronounced chassis, Sil. In French, the CH is sounded like SH. That's because... Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing, please, sir. I was just watching a chipmunk running up that old chestnut tree.
He's probably afraid we got a shotgun. Oh, dear.
Begging your pardon, laddie. But would you be the man who was wanting a used car?
You betcha, Scotty, that's me. And believe me, you got the worst junk that's been in here yet.
Oh, go on with you, man. This is my new car. I'll send the old one over to Nick.
What do you mean that's your new car? Why, the wheels don't even match. You got smaller wheels on the front than you have on the back.
Aye, but it's a great saving on gasoline, laddie.
How's that?
I'm going dune hill all the time. Goodbye.
Miss McGee.
What you want, Sil?
Telephone ringing, sir.
I know. That's one of the nice things about radio, Sil. You could be miles out in a rowboat and still get your phone call. Hello? Who? Oh, hello, Joe. It's the bridegroom, Sil. Now, don't get nervous, Joe. I'll get there okay. Sure, I know what to do. I've been best man at hundreds of weddings. Why, my pals used to ask me to be best man even when I was just a mere boy. Sure, Joe. Best Boy McGee, I was known as in them days. Best Boy McGee, the bold bumpkin bearing the betrothal band that bound big bunches of blushing brides and bashful bows and blissful bondage,
bidden backward boobs by big bouquets of budding blossoms for beautiful blondes and buxom brunettes, and brilliantly becoming the bane of bachelorhood from the bounding billows of the Bay of Bengal to the Bahami beaches of Bahama.
It's a fact that every day, thousands of the most particular housewives are buying Johnson's self-polishing glow coat for their floors and linoleum. The explanation is simple. These intelligent women have discovered that glow coat gives wonderful protection to their floors, saving their linoleum from ever becoming soiled and worn. Johnson's glow coat never streaks or smears. It goes on in a jiffy, dries in 20 minutes, and makes your floors so beautiful that everyone will admire them. Now you yourself can save hours of cleaning work if you buy Johnson's self-polishing glow coat in the attractive yellow can. And remember, it's very economical to buy the larger sizes.
Hey, Sil, I'm beginning to get a little worried. I gotta get to that wedding some way.
Well, here come Mr. Poplar's priest, so maybe he could give you a lift.
Oh, say, he might at that. Hey, Nick! Come here a minute.
Oh, hello, Fizzer.
Hello.
What are you doing with all those fancy harbor doggery on you?
Well, I gotta go to a wedding, Nick. I'm gonna be the best man.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Is the horse's nurse anybody I'm knowing?
The horse's nurse? Oh, you mean the groom.
Oh, sure.
No, I don't think so, Nick. But say, could you give me a lift out to the wedding? It's only 18 miles
out. Fizzer, it is impossible. And I'm telling it truthful. Or why does a chicken cross my heart and hope to die? As a matter of fact, Fizzer, my boy Dimitrios is using my cars to take his sweet potato to a basketball game. Dimitrios, he's being crazy about basketball. Next to footsie ball, he's like...
Then you can't take me, eh, Nick?
No, Fizzer, I am not frightened.
You mean you're afraid not?
That is the roughneck idea, Fizzer. But tell me, are you being familiar with what a best man is supposed to be doing for a brood grime?
Brood grime, it's bridegroom.
Oh.
Yes, I am familiar with the duties of the best man. I gotta carry the ring, walk in with the future husband, see that nobody puts rice in his suitcase, and see him to the train, guard him from hoodlums and all stuff like that there.
Fine, Fizzer. You are just the job for the man. I can see that with my eyeballs undressed.
You mean with your naked eye? Yeah. I don't want any of your pupils to catch cold.
Thank you. Well, so long, Fizzer. I guess I must be on your way, but when the organ pipe is playing Hearts and Flower Bins, I hope those noodle weds are realizing that the weddings is for better or worse. And it is always worse. You grab me?
Bet it, Sill. Look at the time. I won't be hearing Mendelssohn's battle cry at all if I don't get some transportation somehow. Shucks, even a bicycle would get me there if I could...
Here, another old car, please. Maybe she want to sell it.
Tennessee license. Harpo must have done some fast rumor spreading. Hi, sis. Looking for something?
Howdy, mister. Which way is the world's fair?
The world's fair? Which one?
Well, how many is there, mister?
Well, they ain't none just now, or now, sis.
Ain't there a World's Fair in Chicago, mister?
There was 4 years ago. It's tore down now.
Well, smoke my hands. You hear that, Lynn? The World's Fair's tore down.
Oh, I told you we shouldn't have bought a stop for that double feature in St. Louis, Daisy.
I'll tell you what, though, folks, there's a World's Fair in New York in a year or so. San Francisco, too.
Be that fur from here, mister?
Well, it's quite a piece, or spell. It's a long way, sis. New York's on the Atlantic Ocean, and San Francisco's on the Pacific.
Let's go home, Daisy. I can't swim.
I mean, they're right on the edge of the ocean, but at the rate you're going, you better hurry.
Oh, thank you, mister. Come on, Lamb. Let's get a-going.
Want me to drive, Daisy?
I sure do, Lamb.
All right, then. Give me the shoes.
That rat it, Sill. I ain't got much time left. I gotta get to that wedding some way.
Wait, look at that, Mr. McGee. Here come a man pulling his car with a horse.
What's the idea of pulling his car with a horse? Right on, Mike.
Whoa. Hey, you Fibber McGee?
That's me, bud. What you want?
I heard you wanted to use cars. I thought I'd bring mine over.
How'd you expect me to drive it if you have to haul it over here with a horse?
Oh, did you want to drive it? I just heard you wanted to use car, and this one's been used all right.
Well, take it away. I ain't got time to monkey around now. I got an appointment. Hey, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $15 for the car if you throw the horse in.
In the car?
No, in the deal.
Oh, well, okay, McGee.
Now we're getting someplace. Unhitch him, bud.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Hold that.
Oh, hold it.
Yeah. Whoop, here you are.
Thanks. Boost me up, Sill. No, 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 the other way. I want to face the windshield, or his head. That's it.
Well, Mr. McGee, ain't you afraid you're going to get all mussed up riding the horse with them wedding clothes on?
Well, did that worry Paul Revere? Much obliged, bud. Well, so long, Sill.
So long, sir. Happy landing.
Is this your wedding you're going to, McGee?
Nope, I'm going to be best man.
I see. You're going to stand up for the groom.
Bud, after 18 miles on this nag, I'm going to stand up, period. Get up, Sea Biscuit.
We had a letter the other day from an interior decorator who for the first time had tried Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish. She was surprised to find how quickly and easily this new furniture polish cleans any surface, how it revives the beauty of the wood. Johnson's new furniture polish, you know, is a creamy white liquid which contains no oil to cause streaks or collect dust. It gives furniture an exquisite satiny luster and the protection of a real wax finish. So if you want your furniture to have that expensive hand-rubbed appearance, a gleaming luster without hard rubbing, ask your dealer tomorrow for a bottle of Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish.
Mr. McGee, were you late to the little wedding, please?
Well, yes, I was, Sill. But I got in on a lot of action.
What do you mean?
Well, just as I rode up, the bride threw her bouquet and the women threw rice and the men threw old shoes. Even my horse joined in.
Well, how's that?
He threw me. Good night, folks. Good night, Molly.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday evening at this same time. Good night.
Heard on tonight's show, A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody from the Big Town Follies of 1919 and Sunday in the Park from Pins and Needles. This is the National Broadcasting Company. This is station WMAQ, Chicago.